Sure. So I noticed today when I was at the airport, it's like we had a beautiful day today, as I'm sure everybody knows. But I don't think I saw any of their airplanes out flying. When I was at lunch, they were all parked.
Yeah, well, Air Direct is still doing their own instruction. They're still running their flight school.
Okay.
So,
can I interject here for a second?
Yes, go ahead, Chris.
I was speaking with Dominic LaFosse the other day. He's the assistant dean of aviation for Southern New Hampshire University, and he told me that next month they're going to restart six students to start full-time flying again, and the following month they're going to bring back the balance of the load of students and start, flying again to do the teach-out process. And another bit that I'll add right now is I met with Greg Leeson today. He's the one of the owners of Infinity Aviation, for those who don't know. He handles all the fuel sales on the airport. And as we've all seen lately, it seems a little busier around here, which is a great thing. We've had some nice weather. Greg told me that his numbers so far for June for fuel sales are looking fantastic. So I think there's a lot more movement, and we'll probably see that in next month's reports. He's very optimistic that the trend will continue, so much so that they've ordered another fuel load to come on Friday. So I think that's encouraging news.
Good.
Okay, yeah, that is good. So, Chris, tower re or I'm sorry, airport manager's report, please.
Okay, well, I'm going to do the last couple of months because we didn't obviously meet in May. In May, for recent events, none. Upcoming events, unfortunately, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Commemorative Air Force was canceled. They were due to have been here last week. So obviously that didn't happen, and hopefully next year we can get them here again. I've been speaking with them, and they really wanted to come, and looking forward to hopefully coming next year. The annual New Hampshire Aviation Museum barbecue. As of last month, it was undetermined. I spoke with Bob Huff earlier this month, and it was canceled again. That was scheduled to go off this coming weekend, and so there will be no New Hampshire Aviation Museum barbecue. Young Eagles, which we're trying to do in the spring, we postponed, rescheduled date to be announced, and this is all again due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Other items of interest in April. On April 17th, I participated in a telephone interview with National Telegraph Bureau Chief George Pelletier. The article was published in the National Telegraph the following day, and I think the article came out pretty good. It, stated our position, what was going on with the airport in reference to the COVID-19 pandemic. And we actually got lucky because, as you know, they no longer print the newspaper. It was one of the last prints. April 24th, I submitted FAA Form OMB SF-424 to the New Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics. This form was requesting funds from the CARES Act grant, and Bloorfield National Airport is eligible to receive $69,000. And so this is good. This will money that can be used towards all normal airport operating expenses. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in the following month's report. April 28th, we contracted Joyce Heating and Cooling to provide HVAC services for 93 Perimeter Road, the National Airport Authority building, as well as 79 Perimeter, the air traffic control tower portion of the building. In the past, we had used J. Lawrence Hall, but last year when we put the new unit up on the tower, we actually had Joyce Cooling and Heating and Cooling, put that new unit up in there. And so I decided to give them a shot at the maintenance. They've already come in and done some service, and I think we'll have a good relationship moving forward with Joyce. And as many of you know, Tony Joyce, who started that company, is one of our folks here at the airport. He's a pilot. He's owned planes here on the airport, and I We have a really good relationship with him, so I think that's great going forward, and their pricing is fantastic. In an effort to acquire PPE, personal protective equipment, and sanitizing supplies to combat the COVID-19 coronavirus, I enrolled in a state program known as WebEOC, and as well as the City of Nashua program, and we were able to acquire some supplies at no charge, no cost to the airport. And these supplies were N95 and surgical masks, gloves, and from the city we received sanitizing solutions. And my primary objective here was to take care of the air traffic controller personnel. As you know, they work in very confined space up there. And it most of the time there's two of them working together. So we're able to take care of that. And we also use the supplies here in the Nashua Airport Authority building. As I move forward to my, as I move forward to my June report, I won't beat the same things up on the upcoming events, with the exception of Wheels and Wings event is canceled for the year. That is a city-sponsored event through the Summer Fun Series, and they've canceled all events due to the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic, unfortunately. As you know, that drew in very large crowds in the last few years, so I think it's prudent that we stick to their plan and cancel this event for the year, unfortunately. Other items of interest in May, on the 27th of May, Matt Berube, Joe Callahan, and myself, we participated in a first responder training webinar that was hosted by the FAA FAST team. And this webinar was focused generally on general aviation aircraft with less than 12,000 pound gross weights. And so, you know, general aviation planes that frequent this airport all the time. And it was an excellent seminar. You learned all about how to approach the aircraft, firefighting techniques, et cetera, the nuances of the different types of planes, how to approach them, some of the newer planes that we're not all that familiar with, like Cirrus aircraft, et cetera. And as you all may know already, and if you don't, one of our employees, Joe Callahan, he's actually an EMT and firefighter. So it was good training for all of us. And Joe confirmed that it was good training because that's his business. June 1st, I'd like to thank Shane McLaughlin and Nashua Jet. They very generously donated the new flags for the park at the entrance to Perimeter Road. The flags generally last about a year, and that's about what they did. And so we're very thankful to Nashua Jet, Shane McLaughlin, Mary Parker, Bob Bird, and Judge McLaughlin for supplying those to us. Very nice gesture. June 8th, the City of Nashua, had them start the DPW Streets Department. They started working on repairing some pavement on Perimeter Road. In the past few years, there's been a lot of pothole repairs, as everybody knows. And these pothole repairs don't always hold up all that well. Especially when we're using cold patch at times, it doesn't even make it through a rainstorm for the most part. So the city came down and they started milling and overlaying pretty good areas where we had the most trouble on the road. They're not done yet. They still have more work, but great improvements. And ultimately, the majority of the road should be repaved. And we're working on that. Some of these patches, they would tell me, are going to be good for about 3 years. So if we get these major areas patched, I think we're good for a couple of years at least. The EPA MSGP permit expired on June 3rd, I believe it is. Yep, June 3rd. Just double check that. Yes.
Chris, what is that?
MSGP permit is the multi-sector general permit. And it has to do with stormwater discharging from industrial activities. So all the stormwater that discharges from our airfield, we actually have to have a permit from the EPA to discharge stormwater. And back in 2015, the airport had applied for a permit and were granted the permit. You know, the certain conditions that go along with it, with quarterly testing, sampling, yearly annual reporting, et cetera. But the permits expire on June 3rd. Now, with that being said, there was nothing that we could do to renew the permit at that time because the new permits are not available at this time. So I'm in the queue, and we received a status of admin continued. So we continue to operate on the 2015 MSGP permit for now.
Yeah, this is all normal. We're in the same boat on Airport Road.
Yep. And I actually, oddly enough, or ironically enough, I had a telecon this morning, this afternoon with somebody from the EPA talking about this because I had actually tried to, I thought that I could get online and renew the permit, not knowing that they weren't even available yet. And so we just talked about that, how moving forward, they're going to notify me when they're available. And then we'll go through our notice of intent process.
Yeah, when I say it's normal, it's COVID normal.
So that's what that's all about. Next thing I like to talk about is the CARES Act grant offer. I wrote has been in my report. I should have wrote will be executed and submitted to New Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics. The $69,000 grant, again, will be used to operate, offset typical airport operating expenses. And that's something that we're going to have a vote on tonight, later on in the meeting, to have this thing signed. And then we'll have Attorney Bolton sign it off and myself, and then we will bring it up to the New Hampshire DOT and submit it. And just one more thing to note here, if anybody's interested or anybody knows anybody that's interested or looking, there are currently three T-hangers available for sale at the Nashua Airport. Building, 13 Perimeter Road, Unit 21 is for sale, 105 Perimeter, Unit 30, and 109 Unit 22 is for sale. If anybody has any interest in these, I suggest they contact me, and I will forward their information, contact information to the people that are selling these hangars. And that's about it. Unless somebody has any questions for me. Crickets, I love it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And that brings us to the engineer's report. Nick, please.
Okay. So Gale Associates is currently administering one project on behalf of the Nashua Airport Authority, and that is the pavement maintenance phase two project. That includes reconstruction of taxi lanes between hangars on the runway 14 end of the airfield. If you notice, the estimated project funding is a total project, $3.626 million, which would equate to 5% state and 5% local share at $181.3. I will point out that the last note in the project status applies here. In an email received from NHDOT on June 10th, Carol Nuola reported that the block grant application included the request to fund the base bid and all alternate work items relating to this project. And if a grant is awarded, the CARES Act Group 1 funding will provide 100% funding for this project, meaning the local share will drop to zero. As far as the project status, back in March, we delivered those grant applications to the airport. Those were signed and sent off. It was earlier than the May 1st deadline, but no issues with that. The remainder of the bullets here on the anticipated schedule are estimated. Obviously, FAA has still not issued the New Hampshire block grant for 2020, so the June 5th date is sliding and basically pushing everything out. In a conversation that I had today with the contractor, they are willing to honor their bid price. Originally, it was through August 1st, but it seems like based on the email exchange I had with them today, that just let them know and they'll sign the contract. So I think we're good to go. The problem with getting the contractor under contract right now is we don't know with 100% certainty that all of the alternates will be awarded. So I think it's probably recommended at this point to wait and hold off on entering a contract with the contractor until we know exactly what is being awarded through that FAA funding. So recommended actions, again, none at this time. We're sort of in a holding pattern. Any questions on the engineer's report? That's all I have for this month.
Nick and the rest of the board and everybody else on board, I'd just like to talk about this for a second. Knowing that we have this project coming up, I sent a letter out to all of the affected, will be affected hangar owners / tenants, and we're letting them know so that they can prepare for this project. We did tell them that we don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but we have timelines for each phase of the project and how long that their hangars will be affected, explain the benefits to them in this project. And we've also made efforts to well in advance to secure the keys to all these hangars via the treasurers, presidents, or whoever they choose to give the keys to, because when the paving part of this happens, we have to have all the doors open that day or those days when these paving projects go forward, so that we can pave right up to the hangar floors. Well received. I've heard a lot of feedback from a lot of people. A lot of people real excited about this. Myself, Dave included, Wes included. We all have hangars in this area, and as a lot of people know, there's a lot of flooding that's going on in these hangars down there, and this would be a great improvement for the whole airport. So I still will be reaching out to the tenants in the tie-down areas, because even though we're paving between the hangars, this will affect the inner taxiway, and therefore people that are on these tie-down spots won't have access for a given period of time during each phase of construction. So during those times, we will make provisions to move them to alternate locations on the ramp areas. And the other thing we've done is for the people in the hangars that are affected, we are offering tie-down space in tie-down locations during this at no charge to those folks during the project.
So, Chris, it sounds like, though, I mean, the letter went out, I saw it, and I've gotten some feedback from some of the hangar owners in my building, the building that I'm in. It looks like, you know, it sounds like almost it was imminent, but now it looks like it's, I mean, from all practical purposes, it's probably not going to happen until late August.
Well, the last thing that Nick and I chatted about was the earliest now that it's going to go to governor and council, and unfortunately I learned that after I had sent the emails and letters out, which was last Friday, we learned that the earliest that it can go to governor and council now for state approval is August 26th.
That's right. So we're looking into easily into September by the time we have to deal with hangers and stuff and keys.
Correct.
And all that.
Yep. And whether we can get all four phases done in this fall is, you know, questionable, I would say. But we did hear from New Hampshire DOT, like Nick said. One other thing they had said in a statement was they're optimistic that we will receive the funding.
Yeah.
Well, we're all keeping our fingers crossed. And again, this will be a huge improvement for the entire airport community. Look forward to it.
So first thing is first, though. So FAA hasn't issued the block grant yet. Nick, do you have any information from Carol when she thinks that might occur?
I believe Carol has a weekly conference call with FAA every Friday. And I have not heard anything on the status of the block grant since the weekend, so I would assume that hopefully she has more information coming up this Friday, but no, I haven't heard anything from Carol. I can reach out to her first thing tomorrow and try to update the authority if you'd like.
Well, if she doesn't address this, you're going to talk to her on Friday as a matter of course?
Carol is going to speak with FAA on their weekly scheduled conference call. I do not have reason to contact Carol unless you guys would like me to.
Well, if you happen to know when she's going to be done talking to FAA on Friday, could you ping her after that?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Not a problem.
Hey, does anyone else have questions for Nick at this time?
Okay, Just an FYI, Nick is coming to the airport on Monday, and we're going to meet because I've been going through the plans with my fine-tooth comb. And Nick and I are going to walk the entire site and go over every square inch of the plans just to make sure that when this all does start happening that we have all our ducks in a row and it's going to go off like we want it to go.
So. Okay, well, thank you for that. So I don't see anybody raising their hand for Nick at this time. So I'll move on the agenda. We have no committees outstanding at the moment. We have no old business at the moment. That brings us to new business. So, you know, we have 1439 Associates lease extension. You know, a little while back, we had a hangar change hands in building 1439. By the way, I'm coincidentally the president of that hangar association. So, you know, this is kind of my building. We had a unit change hands, and, you know, there was a concern at the time, or I had a concern at the time, that the person buying in, you know, could possibly need financing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've had this issue come up before, you know, this year, you know, with other properties on the airport, where, you know, we, you know, if units or properties do change hands, you know, it would be in people's best interest, you know, to be able to obtain financing if they should need that. And banks typically aren't going to extend credit if the, you know, if the lease is going to expire in just a, you know, a couple or a few more years. In the case of 1439, that lease is due to expire in 2024. So I reached out to the airport and asked for an extension. You know, I will let the other directors carry on a discussion, and, you know, I'm going to recuse myself, from the discussion and from any vote.
Dave?
Hi, Dave.
Yes.
Hey, Dave, could you pull up the report I sent last night, May, the communications for this specific request?
Oh, let me see if I can find it.
The May's report?
Let's see. When did you send it?
It's in the May report. So if everybody looks in their May package, it's in under the...
Well, that's what I've got right here. I have the May package, don't I?
No, you have
the June package.
Oh, all right. All right, hold on.
The May was probably sent right around May 20th, May 18th, maybe.
Okay. Is that where the lease is?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a copy of the lease and an email from Farrell. It will be under communications.
Yeah. Hold on.
Is communication?
It came from you, right, Susan?
Yes, the report did. But Farrell, did you send this communication out to everybody, Farrell? You did. That he sent out on March 30th, if you could find that instead. An email from March 30th.
Okay, here's the May monthly report. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Sure.
Dave, I just forwarded you Farrell's email from the 30th.
Okay. So did I.
Good. Thank you so much, everybody.
Say how tech savvy Dave is, and I'm impressed.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
So if you scroll down through to the communications, it's the first one. There's going to be a lot of financials. Right there. There it is. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody stop sending me this email, please. All right, so basically what we're looking for here is an extension, you know, once again, about 3 years ahead of time, but for good reason, I guess, to extend this. Is there any other weird things in this that we need to worry about? Like, so it still has the 2%, nothing else changes. Everything in the lease stays the same, correct?
Well, the only difference is, again, that removing the piece that says the additional terms shall be subject to renegotiation of all terms and conditions. You guys have been eliminating that piece from all the renewals and limiting it, limiting the renewal to rate only, which I don't agree with that, but.
Yeah. Oops. So.
But I mean, I'm supportive of the renewal. And given that no one seems concerned about the fact that we're removing that term, I mean, I'm in, you know.
Yeah, I think, and again, just to kind of recap, I think the other provisions in the lease, anything of any substance was insurance.
And yeah, it's not worth rehashing again.
Right. No, I just wanted to, you know, just kind of, I don't want to rehash it. I just want to kind of lay out one of the primary terms that. So do we need to, we don't have the actual documents here, right? The actual extension is prepared, correct? I haven't seen them yet. Yes, no?
No, I do not have them prepared yet. We need a revision.
All right, so who would execute this since Farrell is kind of in a conflict situation?
I assume I would, this being Brian.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so can we, so I guess we need a motion, if everybody's comfortable, if there's no other discussion. We need a motion to extend the first 20-year extension from May 2027 for an additional 20 years. Subject.
Do them together, right?
Yeah.
It's a two-part.
Well, that's request. What I'm trying to figure out.
I think it's fine to, you know, to approve their request for renewal points one and points two. Point two.
Right. The first 20-year lease extension from May 27th be granted. Okay, so that takes us to May 2047. And then the additional option to extend the lease period to be granted. Okay, so I guess then the motion would be to accept terms one and two of this email and get the necessary paperwork prepared to execute.
So do we want to just a formal motion articulating those two points all together? So
yeah, or we can just reference the email, however you want to do it.
I'll just put forth a motion then that we go ahead and approve the request for the extension of the current lease from May 2027 to 2047, and that an additional 20-year period be added to that. That would bring us to 2067. And that second portion would be subject to an adjustment of the ground lease rate at the time of the renewal.
Right. Subject only to the adjustment of the ground lease, yes.
Right.
Okay. Say, was that you, Jessica?
Yeah, I second that, Jessica.
Okay. A vote? How are we going to do this?
Roll call, Chris?
Roll call. Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Secretary Duquette?
Yes.
Director Holland?
Yes.
And Chairman Woods is recused from the vote.
Okay, so the motion carries. So Susan, who prepares these documents again? Do we do that?
I will. Okay. And then I will have Farrell sign. Actually, I'll have Brian sign them.
Yeah, Brian will sign them.
Yep.
I just let me know. I need to come in and sign that other document again anyway.
I can have them ready for, I can do them tomorrow morning when I get in.
Okay.
And I'll have them recorded with the Registry of Deeds.
Okay.
Have it recorded. And there is a $25 admin fee for the associates, the 1439 associates.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So the next item of new business is there's certificate of vote for CARES Act grant agreement. So Chris, I guess there's some paperwork that we need to vote on for this.
What we need to vote on is we need a certificate of vote that goes with the grant up to NHDOT. What we will need is we will need somebody to authorize the Chairman Woods to execute and deliver for and on behalf of the Nashua Airport Authority, the CARES Act grant contract with the state of New Hampshire. We need a motion so that it gives you authorization by the entire board to sign the grants.
Okay.
The grant applications.
Okay, so really what we're voting on is to simply authorize Farrell to sign the grant application.
The contract, yes.
Correct.
Okay,
I just want to ask a clarification on the CARES Act grant that we're voting on here. There's no requirement to pay this back. It is, in fact, a grant, and it's not a loan that is forgiven if we meet all the stipulations.
That is correct. And we have till 2024 to use up the $69,000 that we'll receive. The only stipulation is it has to be used for normal airport operating expenses.
Okay. And obviously, you're looking ahead and seeing that there's plenty of expenses that could be legally covered with this money.
Absolutely.
So easily spent.
Yep. And we have guidelines from the FAA/New Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Chris.
So I guess that I'll make a motion to authorize Farrell to sign the grant application.
I'll second that. That's fine.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, roll call vote, Chris.
Hey, Chairman Woods.
Yay.
Vice Chairman Law.
Approved. Yes. Yay.
Secretary Heath.
Yes.
Secretary Duquette.
Yay.
Director Holland.
Yay.
Hey, thank you. So upcoming events, I don't see anything under there. Unfortunately, a lot of our events have been canceled due to the pandemic. So that brings us to public input as we, start to bring the meeting to a close. Do we have any public input this evening?
Well, it's great to see the new faces.
Okay, if there is no public input, that brings us to director's comments. I'll start with Jess.
Well, first I want to just say thanks to Chris and Susan and the rest of the airport for just keeping things going so well through this COVID. I'm impressed that we've been able to just continue on pretty much as normal. I realize there was a lot of work done behind the scenes by you, Chris, and the staff to just keep everything going. And I commend you for getting the PPE and all that to keep the tower safe. So just want to say that I think this has been an unusual time, and a couple months into this, after the last meeting where we met in person, I think things are looking positive, and I appreciate that. So thank you, and I think the airport thanks you.
Thank you.
Okay, Joe?
I'll just second that notion. Good job as usual, guys. And everybody stay safe out there.
Okay. Let's see, Brian?
Yeah, echoed those comments as well, you know, especially thinking about the tower. That's great, Chris. Thank you. And everyone for pulling this meeting off. I thought this was great to do by Zoom and be able to have the documents up like this. So I'd support doing this going forward, even if that made sense. Although it is always nice to see people in person. So thank you.
Hey, David?
Yeah, it is. It's been a great job keeping everything together, keeping the airport moving. And it sounds like things, you know, the traffic is picking up a bit. And I was pleased to hear Greg's comments, you know, through Chris, that things are starting to cook along a little bit. This is an interesting meeting. It's good to see we had our alderman here. Now we got other people here that I haven't seen before. But that's great. Ron, I've got your tail number here, but I don't have all of them memorized. What aircraft is that?
It's 172 RG.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's down in the ice slip right now because I'm on at work. So.
Okay. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
And it's great to see our former treasurer, Mike Rosenblum, who I'm still trying to live up to his reputation.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Is Stephanie back yet?
No, she's stuck in Israel.
Oh, okay. I knew she was there. I just didn't know if you're still there.
Yeah, and I'm hopefully headed there as soon as they let foreigners in.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of a foreigner, but not really.
Right.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you. Well, I will finish up. First, I want to thank David for hosting the meeting, and taking care of these logistics. I think the result has been very good. Things seem to be, pretty much in order for the entire meeting. So, I think, this could work going forward. I'll echo the notion that I do enjoy seeing people in person as well. Yeah. But, having said that, it gives us an opportunity to, have new faces participate in the meeting. And, it's nice to have some new people participate. And of course, Michael, it's good to see you again. We're
nice
happy
to be seen. Join us. Thank you. My only suggestion is if you could send out the notice to the public of the Zoom meeting with the link earlier. I think I only got it like a day or so ago.
Yes. Well, we'll do a little better with that next time around.
Yeah. Good meeting.
Thank you. Okay, so this time I'm going to make a motion to adjourn to non-public session pursuant to RSA 91A 3, Section 2A, regarding the dismissal, promotion, or compensation of any public employee. So again, thank you. Thank you all for joining us. The directors and Chris, would you please stay on the line?
Yeah, if you guys don't leave, I'm going to kick you.